Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It would be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Savage.
I'm going to get some Strange Brew coffee.
Ah. Cup of coffee in the big time.
Hulk Hogan. I can't even look at him. It makes me sick to my stomach.
He's got the lust in his eyes.
Yeah, he's got lust for Elizabeth and for Strange Brew coffee.
That blueberry cobbler.
Oh, yeah. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. Just a click away. It's at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com.
Dig it.
I don't know why I did them first. We're going to do Coffee is for Closers, but it's fine.
Well, you can't go back now.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
You have done this every single week. At the very least, you've stopped like mid.
Yeah.
But at this point, just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just go with it.
It's okay.
It's part of the gimmick now.
Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Whatever your business is, printing plays a vital role in what you're trying to do. That means you need to work with the best. And the best are Pip Printing and Signs. 30 years of experience helping out places like yours, businesses like yours, for 30 plus years. You can't beat that. Guys, if you need to get your message out and you need the best to help you tell it, that's where you need to step in with Pip Printing and Signs. Call Cam Baker today and tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. And he'll take care of everything else. The number is 601-499-5216. If you're looking to find out what Pip Printing and Signs is about, go to their website, pipridgeland.com, and you can find out a lot more about what Pip Printing and Signs is all about. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for, and you certainly are looking for it. You need to get those shirts with the new logos on them. You need to get into this new era of Mississippi State football, sports. You do it with new polos from College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowa by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. This week, I suggest you grab lunch at Restaurant Tyler. I think Robbie and I will probably do that as well. We will put it on our list of to-do things. Is go grab some lunch at Restaurant Tyler. Why? Because it's the best place to grab a lunch. Robbie and I both love a good blue plate, and there's not a better one in town than at Restaurant Tyler. When you want to eat the best meal in town, you go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Let them show you not only what they're going to do, you know, let me start that over. Not only where they're located, but show you how they're going to help you manage your money, how they're going to help you invest, how they're going to help you plan and prepare for the future. Nowadays, there is no reason that you should have to wait around to talk to somebody about your money. If you have a question about your money, I want to be able to get on the line. I want to be able to find out immediately. That's the kind of level of service we're talking about with Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie Falk. We're going to have a new rule here on Thunder and Lightning. We don't have a lot of rules, but we're going to have one now. And not that you've ever done this, but I'm going to bring this rule to Sports Talk Mississippi as well, and that's this. You're just never allowed to say, not a great slate of college football this weekend. Every weekend is a great slate of college football. It never fails to deliver. Yesterday, Blood Saturday, nine ranked teams or seven ranked teams down, and one had to win in the final seconds to avoid the upset. Incredible, and including the SEC, some massive upsets. Obviously, Vanderbilt beats Alabama. Arkansas beats Tennessee. You see Washington go and beat Michigan. Minnesota beats USC in a Big Ten conference game, of all things. Missouri, I mean, it's a top 25 game, but they were manhandled by Texas A&M. I had a great day watching college football yesterday. Some fan bases had a great day. Some had a miserable day. But for the Mississippi State fan base, Robbie, my question is this. Did yesterday make you think, wow, there's a real opportunity for State in this rest of these games to pick off a team and have a big upset? Or did it make you go, wow, there is a big gap between Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Auburn, and Mississippi State?
I mean, I don't think there's a huge gap between State and Vanderbilt.
Okay.
You know, and yes, I believe that Mississippi State is capable of doing something similar to what Vanderbilt did. Maybe not knocking off the number one team in the country, but getting a upset win. I think that State is very capable of doing that. I talked about this on Friday's show when we were leading into the game about the new era of college football and what all this has created. It has made for a more even playing field on any given Saturday. Maybe not for the entire year. I think over the course of 12 games, I think you are what you are. You're a 3-9 team, or you're an 11-1 team, or whatever. Tennessee, I don't think that what happened to them is going to derail their season. I don't think what Alabama did yesterday is going to derail their season. I think they're still going to be a team contending and potentially, you know, winning a national championship, that kind of caliber team. I think both those teams are capable of doing that. Mm-hmm. But I think what we've seen with NIL and the transfer portal, you get players like Diego, that is a great college quarterback, that is a veteran, that did some really good things at his previous stop, and he's playing under several people or around people that he's familiar with. He's a difference maker, and the offensive game plan they had yesterday was perfection.
Yeah.
And the execution was perfection. And so when you have like these guys coming in, and the transfer portal at NIL has like kind of changed all of this. It's allowed some teams to get players that they wouldn't normally get. And for teams like Alabama and Georgia, you're losing some of the depth that you previously had. You don't have the same depth that you used to have, because guys that are underneath, they're now transferring for better playing time somewhere else.
Right.
The trickle-down effect is why things like this are happening across college football. So that's why it's like a win-lose deal. You don't like the transfer portal, the NIL, I get it, but it is affecting college football in a positive way, in my opinion, as far as the caliber games that we're seeing. I really think across the board, now you're seeing teams like Vanderbilt that are going to be capable of winning games they didn't normally win because of how all this is transpiring. But at the same time, I feel like Clark Lea has kind of developed a nice culture there. The people that are already there have really bought in. The people that he brought in have bought in. And that's why we saw what happened yesterday. And very similar fashion with Tennessee and Arkansas. If you do not bring your A game, there are teams in this league, even at the bottom, that can beat you. And I feel State is capable of doing the exact same thing. I feel better about State schedule the rest of the way than I did going into the weekend, I think.
One thing I really enjoyed about Vanderbilt's game plan, or maybe not the game plan, but the final couple possessions there, is that they didn't just, you know, let's just run up the middle and try to run clock and hope for the best. They really attacked Alabama on those final drives to get first downs and keep the chains moving and keep the ball. Really impressed with Clark Lea. And, you know, there's some Mississippi State fans are like, well, why is Vanderbilt so much better? Well, it's year four for Clark Lea. You know, a coach who gets some time to build his program is going to, you know. Now, look, that's a huge, shocking upset. And Clark Lea, great win, but, I mean, they go to Alabama next year, and that game is more likely to be 50-0 Alabama than it is to be anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just the way, the nature of that, of how that goes. But
them scoring 40 yesterday was mind-blowing in itself.
I mean, I think if I told you Alabama scores 35, you would probably say they won 35-0.
35-6, yeah.
But instead, it was 40 points is incredible.
Really. And that, I mean, like, that's back-to-back weeks, though, too, by Womack. Like,
Like, what do you
not impressed with his defense at all.
Nah, they haven't been great.
Like, they didn't win the game against Georgia because of their defense. They won the game because of Ryan Williams. And they were in the game yesterday because of Ryan Williams.
I saw a message board geniuses post that. I never thought I'd say I missed Pete Golding. But
yes.
I thought that was funny. South Carolina, not great yesterday. So, I mean, I don't think there's a huge gap between. Look, here's the thing I want to make clear when I say this type of stuff. I think if State played South Carolina would be a double-digit favorite in all likelihood. Be a 10-point favorite. Maybe more. Auburn, same way. Vanderbilt, same way. But it's not out of the realm of possibility that State could win those games. Vanderbilt, I mean, South Carolina's game plan yesterday was awful. Beamer made two terrible coaching decisions early in that game.
It was definitely a coaching thing. I mean, you got to give Ole Miss credit. They came out and played their game. But South Carolina just completely wet the bed. Like, that was just, you know, just a bad game from Shane Beamer. This is kind of the thing with me in South Carolina. Like, I just don't know what team's going to show up week to week. They looked awful against Old Dominion, come out and destroy Kentucky. They looked really, really good against LSU in the first half and then lost their quarterback. And I think you could really, yeah, from that game, you could probably just take away that, you know, if Lenora Sellers was in the game, they'd probably win that. And yesterday was just
terrible
from a game plan standpoint.
I felt like Sellers was healthy enough to play, but not healthy enough to run.
Yeah, which is what you want him to do.
And then Robbie Ashford, outstanding athlete. But never mind that I don't understand why coaches keep giving him the opportunity to play quarterback. I don't understand why the young man hasn't come to the moment with himself where he says, I can't get to the NFL as a quarterback. I need to change positions and play running back or play receiver or do something.
Well, it boils down to when you're a kid, you want to be a quarterback.
Right.
And but now you do not want to switch from that. And that mindset kind of carries – it's a really difficult decision for a lot of players to make that switch. You know, I remember a lot of people saying that about Nick Fitzgerald, like he needed to make that switch, and it wasn't until he got to the NFL, which he did just fine at Mississippi State, I think, at quarterback, one of the more underrated quarterbacks in Mississippi State history from, you know, the standpoint of what he accomplished. But it's just a thing where, like, they just don't, for the most part, they don't want to give that up. It's probably a prideful thing for him, you know.
I guess, man, but if you want to play in the next level, you got to make a decision, you know, just is what it is.
Most of them just transfer to they find a place that's willing to.
Well, then he needs to transfer to Furman?
I mean, it's kind of like the dude that was at that Arkansas last year or 2 years ago, the backup that was Hornsby, Malik Hornsby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, and it's like
you're a great athlete.
Yeah, like they couldn't really throw the football with him. They just had to basically run. It looked like Kentucky when Lynn Bowden was out there running the Wildcat. So, yeah, I mean, it's just tough for some guys. And by the way, Dylan Stewart with the absolute dumbest celebration penalty quite possibly I've ever seen.
I mean, and look, I don't have a problem with that. It's a bad because you're going to get the penalty on it. Right?
I mean, he did
the
Menendez brothers.
You're losing by three touchdowns.
Yeah, he did the Menendez brothers, like blowing him up with a shotgun. Like, what are we doing here? In 2024, probably not a great idea, and probably not a great idea in any era.
Yeah.
But at this stage, like, maybe not.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Exactly. Like, especially when you're down by three touchdowns, maybe don't do that.
This weekend, I'm going to get Georgia-Texas. That's kind of – if Texas wins that game, they're going to cruise for a little while, I think, because they don't play anybody else until the end of the season. A&M is certainly now suddenly a playoff contender, right?
Yeah.
No Alabama.
That's a team – oh, by the way
– No Georgia.
Who picked A&M?
You
were so loud last week.
I was not
loud. Or 2 weeks ago whenever you got the win with Arkansas.
I did.
The last loud. Two, you were. You said it about three or four times on Twitter. Or in a message that you had taken the lead.
I don't know if that's
accurate. It was. And yesterday, you did not say a word.
Well, I was losing. Who speaks when they're losing? I'm not Dylan Stewart.
Be fair.
I'm not,
you have to be fair.
I'm not Dylan Stewart out here trying to taunt when I'm losing.
We don't have to taunt, but you just called for it. Robbie has taken the lead.
If somebody tweeted at me. I think I said something to him. I could be wrong. But, like, yeah, you are winning.
Thank you. I just wanted to hear you.
Yeah, I don't have any problem admitting that I am down one in our pick'em contest.
It seemed like you did.
No.
You were much more adept to bringing that up 2 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, because I was winning. When I'm winning, I'll speak.
You're supposed to be an unbiased journalist.
You got
to
be humble in defeat. This is not journalism. This is a contest.
It is.
It's a contest.
It's journalism.
Call
it down the middle.
I don't know if that's true or not. I don't think so.
And I told I did. I will admit, though, I told you you shouldn't embrace the hog for more than 1 week.
I didn't. This wasn't the hog. They didn't.
I should have told you to embrace the hog.
I should have embraced the hog. I would never have picked Arkansas to beat Tennessee.
That wasn't nearly as big of an upset as Bama, obviously, but still very surprising to me.
Yeah. What's Feinbaum going to be like tomorrow?
I might tune in. I never do. Yeah. I might actually tune into that.
That's something to talk
The two about. Most obnoxious fan bases in the SEC, in my opinion, are Alabama and Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened yesterday might cause them both to fall into a pit.
Did you see what Barrett Salee referred to Alabama's coach as?
What?
Kalen DuBose.
Ooh.
I texted him. I was like, that's harsh, but what fair.
What a difference that week made. Yeah. We had people out there saying this is the next Nick Saban.
Like, they're going to even be better.
That was, and that in itself was just ignorant.
Yeah.
You and I both talked about, like, you know, they're not going to fall off a cliff, but he could lose three games in a year or something.
Now?
And people are going to be calling for his head.
Who do they play? Who do they still have? They have to go to Tennessee?
That's going to be... That might not be an elimination game, but it's...
It's going to be close. The loser's not going to be safe.
Because here's the thing. They both lost games against unranked teams, so they don't have bad... They don't have good losses.
Right. They have to play Missouri, who I think they'll beat, but, I mean, that's not...
Bama?
Yeah. Then they're at LSU.
Ooh.
LSU suddenly an interesting team. Like, if LSU wins Saturday and beats Ole Miss...
That's the thing, because, like, LSU can score.
If LSU beats Ole Miss on Saturday... That game on the 26th at Texas A&M, massive. This new playoff. Look, I understand there's a lot of issues in college football.
Yeah.
I understand that, but when you just talk about the games and what they mean, and there are like people who said these games aren't going to matter. LSU Texas A&M the last decade has not mattered ever.
No,
it could very like well be a playoff elimination game.
I just, you know, if you just took off your glasses and you didn't know. You didn't know anything about, you know, the players on the teams, where they came from, how much money they're making, whatever. If you just objectively watch those games on Saturday, there's not a person on the planet that would say college football is in bad shape.
Yeah.
College football is going down the drain.
Oh, the ratings next week, these next 2 weeks, when we have Oregon, Ohio State, we have Alabama, Tennessee. We have Georgia, Texas. We have Texas, Oklahoma this coming week.
Yeah.
They're going to be out of control.
This was the week that we talked about, that all of us have been talking about for, you know.
Yeah.
And that wasn't – I mean, this week that we just had was a good week, but nobody was expecting it to be what happened.
That's when you've got to be on your guard.
So. It's crazy. But, I mean, anybody saying, you know, college football is dead, whatever – you don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Well, you just
it ain't dead, buddy.
You just don't like Pelliers getting
There's
paid.
Never been more money invested in the sport. There's never been higher viewership on a week-to-week basis. This is, like, it's exploding.
Yeah.
And it's not going to stop anytime soon.
Yeah.
There's changes need to be made. There's no doubt about it. And the structure of it is just out of whack completely. But the games themselves are fantastic right now.
Yeah.
I mean, college football is in a really good spot from a competition level. And I don't know how you can argue against it being leveled than it has been.
We got people putting AI pictures out there like, this was real. Like, so, I mean, it just happened.
But here's one more thing.
Yeah.
Like, you look at the college football playoff, like, you know, you have 12 teams, so that's obviously there's going to be a lot of people involved in that. But the interchangeable like landscape of it each and every week.
Mm-hmm.
Like there used to be, you had four teams in that first college football projection or whatever.
Yeah.
And there might be like one or two like coming in and out. this is fluctuating each and every week. I literally have no clue who's going to win the national championship. And there's been years where you're like, nobody's going to beat Bama. Nobody's going to beat Georgia. I have no clue. You know, at this point, how could you possibly say that a 12 couldn't beat a 1?
Yeah.
We just saw Vanderbilt beat Alabama. That's the excitement of it all.
Yeah, there you go. It's very important what you just said. But let's talk about something else that's important.
Let's talk about something important. Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only.
All right, coffee is for closers. I normally don't do coffee is for closers, which is brought to you by Strange Brew Coffee House. I normally don't do it the weeks State doesn't play.
Yeah.
But I had to do it this week because of the games that we saw and the results that we saw.
Just too much.
And I just got to be honest with you. I think we're going to about to make history right here. Because I've been doing coffee is for closers or some version of it. I think we used to have unhealthy performances when it was Blue Cross Blue Shield was sponsoring it. And we've always had this little segment where we pick out the guys who had the worst week, right? I don't know that I've ever given it to Alabama before.
There's no way.
But they have to be. They have to be it, right? And then you think about Tennessee and going on the road and what they did and losing like that, bad loss. Really bad loss. Auburn, they're just awful. South Carolina, they were terrible yesterday. But to go to Vanderbilt and get handled like that.
And it was a home game.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
My wife was sitting there watching the game, and they start pulling back from the – and I was like, Jennifer, look. And she was like – why are there – I was like, because you can get the tickets, and it's a fun weekend to go to Nashville and watch your team win
yes.
by 40.
Georgia does it, Tennessee.
Oh, Georgia. LSU did it a few years ago. How State and Ole Miss do it? But
when they panned out right at the end of the game,
mm-hmm.
I was watching it with my cousin Ben,
yeah.
and, like, you just see all this crimson in that one little section of black
yeah.
and gold.
Yeah.
They start pouring out.
Yeah.
I was like, literally, that's where they – I was like, do they have enough people to tear the goalpost down?
They did. They went to Broadway and then went to the Cumberland River with them. Fantastic. Love it.
By the way.
And then the trolling with Nick Saban's quote.
Oh.
I mean, it was just a perfect. How great was yesterday being a Vanderbilt fan, by the way? You beat Alabama and then Tennessee loses to
yes.
Arkansas?
Greatest day ever.
I mean, who's not walking in with that polo on Monday? That V polo.
There's a bunch of them that normally don't actually go to the games. Like, there's probably like 20% of Vanderbilt fans yesterday.
Yeah.
They're like, Alabama's in town. Let's go check it out.
Yeah.
You know, like, they weren't there just for the love
of the
team.
Well, hell, you got that one guy whose video went viral. Like, I don't even go here. It's like, it's just fantastic. But Alabama, I mean, that's the first crack. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's the crack.
Nick yeah. Saban would have never let
in
that
in a million
happen.
Years would never,
never.
Have lost that game. Never.
The equivalent of that was 2017 when State was about to beat Alabama. And that's like that was a top 25 caliber Mississippi State team.
Yeah.
That's as bad as Nick Saban would let it get, like after year two or three or whatever he was there. Like that wouldn't happen. He would have
no
he would have peeled paint off the walls in the locker room, and they would have gone out there and scored 50 in the second half. And by the way, that walk from Vanderbilt to Broadway is awful. I did it this year.
Yeah, it's awful.
During
it's
summer.
Tough.
I thought
it's
it.
A long
I didn't
way.
Think it was that far.
It's a couple miles.
And we walked from Bridgestone after Blood and Guts.
Yeah,
we stayed at the Holiday Inn, which is
yeah.
right behind the stadium.
Yeah, I know where you're at.
And, you know, when you're driving into Nashville, it just seems to go fairly quick.
Yeah.
That was a haul, buddy.
It's a long walk.
So, taking that goalpost from there to the Cumberland River,
yeah.
which is like the Titans Stadium.
Yeah.
That's probably 3.5 miles.
It's a good
maybe.
Jaunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
It was a haul, buddy.
So. Got to do a national one, too. And I'll let you pick. I'll let you make the decision here. Do we want to go with Michigan? Or do we want to go with USC?
Well,
I'm gonna give Will Rogers a little love here.
My thing with it is I just don't think Michigan's all that great. Like USC, like that's kind of a bubble.
I mean,
busting.
Way they handled LSU, I was like, man, maybe they're gonna be pretty good.
That's what I'm saying.
Let's
like
make it USC, and I'll tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like I think that's probably a bubble bust for them.
Not only that, but Lincoln Riley after the game. I mean, this guy, you know, Harbaugh used to make fun of Ryan Day and say he was born on third base.
Yeah.
You know, but that's Lincoln Riley. He took over Stoops' program at Oklahoma, didn't do anything there that Stoops never did, didn't win a national title, then goes to USC. Last year lost, what, 5-6 games with the Heisman Trophy winner?
Yeah, this a guy that people are calling, like, generational.
He's not great.
No, he hadn't done much.
So, yeah, but, no coffee for
Yeah, I think I agree with that. But Michigan, too, like, the people that were acting like Michigan wasn't going to have some kind of drop-off with Sharon Moore after losing Harbaugh,
that was
ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. No question.
They don't look near the same.
No, they lost their coach and their quarterback. That is not
Texas
a combination.
Texas went in there and slapped them around.
That's not a combination that wins you football games. When you lose your head coach and your 3-year first-round pick quarterback, that's not a team that's going to come back stronger the next year.
So, yesterday...
You know, like, real quick, it's like Texas next year, right? They'll lose viewers, but they'll keep Sark.
Have Arch Manning.
And, well, I mean, even with if Sark left, it would be one thing. Like, you lose Sark and viewers, you're probably taking a step back, even with Arch.
Yeah.
But you keep Sark, you're fine. You can't lose both.
No. How about yesterday? All three of the former Air Raid quarterbacks had a pretty good day.
Yeah.
Will Rogers,
Sawyer
really
Robertson
good for Washington,
had a good
day. Sawyer Robertson,
they
and
lost.
Braden Locke had like 320 something.
They had a
yards.
Big game, yeah.
Good for so them. They all were solid yesterday.
Good for them. Yeah.
What did Mike Wright do?
I don't know. He probably didn't
they
play.
They played Indiana. I don't know if he played.
You mean the only bowl eligible? No, there's Miami is bowl eligible.
They were the first.
Now. They were the first.
Sigs inside, baby.
They should be game day this week. I don't know if they've announced it yet. I know it's probably going to be LSU or maybe the Red River.
I'm on the record. I was advocating for Kurt Cignetti as the head coach.
But host. I forget who they host this week. But they should get game day. Cignetti, he's a good coach. Google him,
baby.
All right, let's move into the last part of the show real quick. We're going to do something real quick, but then we'll get out of here. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council. Who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Do you like beef? I like beef. Beef is good.
And hamburger should... last night.
There you go. And you know, hamburgers, easy but delicious. Steaks, easy but delicious. That's the great thing about beef. Not difficult to cook. You gotta be really trying hard to screw it up sometimes.
And I've seen it happen.
I've seen it happen, but those people were trying hard. So if you're going to enjoy a great meal this week, make sure that beef is on the menu. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thank you to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for, and you certainly are looking for it. It's out there, so go get it. Go grab you a fantastic meal at Two Brothers Smoked Meats, or just walk down the way and grab you a fancy sandwich at our friends at the Older Brother. Two of Starkville's best restaurants right there next to each other in the Cotton District. Two Brothers Smoked Meats, the Older Brother. You need to head over there this weekend. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it now for 49 years. 49 years of taking care of, I'm sorry, 50. 50 years of taking care of their customers. When you need technology for your business, when you need a new copier, a new printer, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, you talk to them again. You get the same call, the same people, the same great quality experience. Don't let yourself get put on hold for 45 minutes. Don't let yourself have to wait a week to 10 days to get something fixed. Talk to Advantage Business Systems. They can fix your problems a lot of times the same day. Why? Because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to make a trip to Maroon & Co. When you're in Starkville, nobody comes to Starkville and doesn't want to buy some new gear. It's just part of being here, right? You want to go to a nice local restaurant and you want to grab a new Mississippi State polo or a t-shirt or a hat, Maroon & Co. is the place to do it. They've got the biggest and best selection. They've got the Bulldog Initiative collection, so you're supporting the Bulldog Initiative. And most importantly, we can save you some money right here with our promo code THUNDER15. 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to head to Maroon & Co. Let's talk a real quick, you know. You got something for me?
I was going to reiterate the schedule we got this week. Cause I saw it.
Give it to me.
Hayes Fawcett, great graphic designer over at On3.
Yes.
You've heard of that place.
I have heard of On3, yes.
Number 3, Oregon versus Ohio State, number 2. Number 1, Texas, number 18, Oklahoma. Number four, Penn State versus USC.
That's a good, that game's lost a little luster, but it's still good.
Still good. Number nine, Ole Miss versus number 13, LSU.
Oh, man.
Tennessee, Florida.
Oh.
Number 18, okay. Kansas State versus Colorado.
That's a big game. That's a big game.
Dude.
Colorado's 4-1. That's a big game. Anything else?
That's just the
this is top 25
the top
games?
25.
Yeah.
So I have a have an obligation on Saturday night. I'm going to a Ducks Unlimited banquet.
You need to call in sick, friend.
I've already committed to it, but that phone will be out.
Buddy, are you familiar with commitments and how they work? Because you can flip on those anytime you want.
I'm not one that just decommits.
I will write you the Apple Notes thing that says, after talking to my family, I think it's best if I decommit. No interviews.
Respect my decision.
And you say no interviews and nobody can say anything to you.
I'll be keeping up to that point.
So on a point, let me look at something real quick.
The state's not favored to lose as badly as they were against Texas.
That's true. So, obviously we'll pick these games, but there's going to be another game. South Carolina is at Alabama. That's probably Alabama. If they lose two in a row, if they lose, it's home to South Carolina.
I don't think it's going to happen. This has the makings of a murder.
I will say this. Florida, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt at Kentucky are interesting.
Yeah. It really is.
Like, Florida's got a little momentum. They're getting a little confidence. I don't think they'll win, but they can make
it. By the way, first Saturday in November,
yeah.
Vanderbilt and Auburn.
I've been saying
Diego returns to the scene of the crime.
We talked about that on the Rumblings last week when we were talking about potential hilarious games. That's no longer a hilarious game. Vanderbilt will be favored.
They might be favored.
They will be favored in that game. What is Vandy's schedule? Here, let's do this.
Let's see what they can do.
They're 3-2, right? Is that right? 1-0, 2-0. They're 3-2. They should be. They really could be 5-0.
They should have beaten
but they're 3-2.
Missouri
they're
and
at
Georgia
Kentucky.
State.
That's a tough game.
Yeah.
Kentucky won't. You know, let's say they lose. So they're 3-3. Then they have Ball State, 4-3. Then they play Texas. They have to host Texas.
4-4. I don't think they're.
It would be so funny.
Yeah.
So they'd be 4-4 when they go to Auburn. They can win that game.
And Auburn, you know, at that point, they might be a little dejected.
Yeah. And then the next week, South Carolina. They host South Carolina. They could be 6-4, and then the last two games are at LSU and they host Tennessee.
If they go to a bowl game, he should be the coach of the year.
He should absolutely be. Sarkisian will
win. Barkley is at the it might be the toughest job in the country.
This is a great weekend in Starkville. Bulldog Bash was a huge success. Congrats to the people who put that on. Ludacris put on a huge show. Our guy DJ Cujo,
baby.
Part of that. The crowd shots were fantastic. But then we got some word last week that we haven't talked about this yet, that the it's not the Savannah Bananas, but the team they play, the Party Animals.
It's the league.
It's like a league.
Yeah.
Okay. They're coming to Davis Wade. Now, I did have a question. There's a lottery for tickets.
Duty Noble, isn't it?
It's Davis Wade, isn't it?
Is it David? No. It's Duty Noble.
Let me double check.
I'm pretty sure it's Duty Noble.
It's in
August.
That's why I thought it was weird. Let me just double check.
It's Duty Noble.
Hold on, let me. Travis sent us that, right?
Yeah.
Travis Ray.
We need to get a duster in here.
Where did I get Davis Wade from?
Well, they are doing it in several football stadiums.
Okay.
But I think that's mostly Savannah Bananas.
Okay.
Which is just insane. That's the equivalent of like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah. This is a good event, though. This is another good event. That's the week before football season next year.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
great idea.
And here's what then there was a lot of debate on the On3 message board about this, about Bulldog Bash should be the weekend of a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I've come to. This is one of our moments where two things are true at the same time. I agree that there should be a big event. We should have a football game that has a big event on it.
Yeah.
Right? But at the same time, I understand why you want to have events when there aren't football games.
Yep.
You want to get people in town as often as you can. So I agree that Bulldog Bash could be on a football game weekend. But at the same time, there just should need to be one event. Now, could the Bordown Grand Prix become that? Maybe. I don't know. But, you know, obviously you can't have a big concert at Davis Wade the weekend unless you're going to do it like after the game.
But you could do the Hardy thing and Duty Noble.
You could have.
You could do a game. You could do a concert.
Yeah.
At Duty Noble
Yeah.
Before, like, during football season every year.
Don't you feel like the next concert needs to be a hip-hop artist at this point? You've done two country artists at Diddy Noble. Or a rock or something.
Anything
different.
Anything that's going to be able to sell tickets.
Hardy was on SmackDown, I saw.
He was?
Yeah.
This week?
I got a picture of it, yeah. So a friend of mine sent it to me.
He's been on there before. You know, he got in the ring with Sola Sokoa and hit him with a guitar one time.
And didn't do anything to him. He no-sold him.
Yeah, that was great.
Let's see if I can find it. I'll show you the picture.
He was also in Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Have you watched the thing last night, by the way?
I have not. I heard it was really good.
Somebody was there. I heard.
I did. I accidentally saw that on social media.
Can't get around that.
But no, like, the state had tried to get the Savannah Bananas like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They are still booked. That's how big they are. So I think this was kind of like the consolation or whatever, like to get a version of them. They're all basically the same thing. It's just the Savannah Bananas is like they're kind of the brand or whatever.
Yeah.
But this is just not as popular, but right up there with them. Like this group, the Party Animals or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-day thing too, I think.
Yeah.
So they're going to sell out its tickets for a 2-day event. And it's basically the Harlem Globetrotters, like I said. I mean, that's what it is, pretty much. It's an entertainment form of entertainment for baseball. You know, they've had Jonathan. That's great.
That's from whatchamacallit.
That's awesome.
That's from Friday.
Hardy would have been great in the Attitude Era.
Yeah, he is a big dude.
He's a big guy. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
He's a husky boy.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Thick.
Hardy, more like Lardy.
Yeah, pot kettle Jif.
Yeah, well, you know, I can get away with it.
Yeah,
I can get away with it. So,
yeah, but like this
great
is
a event.
It know? Is that, and I mean that's the thing. Like that's, I think you're going to see more and more of these events.
They're trying to get, you know, look, it's one of those things where it's a process, right? We can't just snap our fingers and Metallica's playing David's Waite Stadium.
You
got
to book
right?
it.
If you book them,
they will come. Was that Wayne's World too?
I have to ask you. Was there a weird naked Indian? Did you believe that Indians' butt cheeks were too much? I had the same dream.
He looked up there and saw the trash, and he had the tear.
Yeah,
that was so good, man. Very underrated show.
Yeah, great, good movie.
But yeah, no, like this deal with Live Nation. I don't know if they're involved with this or not.
Probably not on this.
I doubt it, but because Mississippi State's been trying to book this for a while.
Yeah,
but this is the thing, man. Like people just don't know about, like, enough people don't know about Duty Noble yet.
Yeah.
And when you get into a location like that, it's just cool. Like, no place like that.
I think what's going to happen is that this Party Animal team will come here, and they're going to be like, holy crap, this is a college baseball stadium. And they're going to tell upper management, like, we need to get the other guys here.
The bananas there.
Because this stadium is unique.
Yes.
And, like, you set that up. You tell the people who are out in the lounge, like, we want you there. You know, open up, put your grill out there, cook.
Man, I'm reaching out to Tony Khan. I'm trying to get an AEW Dynamite at the Hump. I mean, you could easily
only
sell
if
that
they're
out.
Allowed to do a press conference that we are allowed to attend. That we are, you know, media scrum that
yes,
we can be at. I want to be like Brandon Walker was that time. I would like for MJF to refer to me as Turkey Tits.
That was Conrad.
I know, but I'll be the Conrad for this particular thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reaching out to a bunch of people, and it's like we talked about the stadium show, like at Davis Wade.
Yeah,
these people will go to Timbuktu.
Yeah,
if they know that they can get 50,000 people in the building.
Yes,
it doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter what people think of Starkville.
Yeah,
if you tell the agent we will sell 50,000 tickets and we're going to make $1 million off of this or whatever,
yeah,
they're going to be there.
They'll be there. They'll be there
with bells on.
Good stuff. Good stuff from the other part. Also, I'm going to try to get Charlie Winfield on this week. I got an email. My wife is a Bulldog Initiative member, and she showed me the email, and she was like, "What does this mean? That
the state
excellence fund and the Bulldog Initiative are merging or coming together?" I want to get some answers on that.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to him about that. I'm going to try to get him on. So Charlie, if you're listening, I texted you.
He's a busy man.
I know he's busy. So all right. Talk to you guys again tomorrow. Tomorrow, Levy press conference, SEC picks, and we'll see what else we can come up with between now and then. Guys, have a good one. Talk to you then. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. The doctor will see you now.
Talk Mississippi Media Production.